If you put the same amount of time into focusing on effective systems and technology to make your team and your practice more efficient, I think you'll find a lot more happiness long term than the continuous, endless cycle of advertise, interview, hire, train, lose, advertise. You get the idea.
This is the Orthopreneur Show with Glenn Krieger, talking about the things you never learned in school, like marketing, management, and leadership.
Hello there, orthopreneurs, and welcome to another episode of your 5-Minute Friday. I'm Dr. Glenn Krieger here, and I want to talk about something today that it's going to hopefully save you some time and trouble. If you're like me, finding good team members has been challenging. I have good team members, but finding more, because I'm working short-staffed, has been challenging and tough. And this has been going on now all through COVID. Like, this is a two-year problem. And I think most of you are finding the same thing. And I want to make a suggestion for you. Today's not going to be very long, but hopefully very impactful. I just told my partner, Doug Shaw, that I think we should stop looking for new team members. I mean, you can always look, but if I told you, hey, I got somebody really good and experienced, go train them. I think at this point, you might be worn out by all the training you've done. And how many of those people you trained ended up leaving? Now, if you're not like that, then I can tell you from speaking to hundreds of orthodontists, that's the exception. Many orthodontists have hired some really great people who weren't ever in orthodontics. And then after a month or a week or a day or a year, they decided this isn't for me. And they moved on to the next thing. So if you're like me and you've had a challenge hiring, I told Doug Shaw, I said, look, hey, partner, I think we should stop focusing on hiring and start focusing more on systems. Now, they're not mutually exclusive. You can be working on systems while you're working on hiring. However, the point of this is there are monitoring programs out there. There are electronic form submission programs out there. There are financial arrangements programs out there. There are programs and apps out there that can solve almost any issue for you to some extent, to where technology may cost you more at the beginning, but will cost you a lot less in the long run. And I've been screaming this from the rooftops forever. But as much as I love my team, let's just go here and say, as much as you love your team, if you could never have to hire somebody again and stay with the team you've got and be more efficient, see less patients per day, do just as good quality care, if not better, and stay in touch with your patients on a better basis, you take that all day long. So I've told Doug that our goal for now is I want him focusing less on hiring and more on remote monitoring systems, new patient intake systems. You know, we use OrthoFi. Note, I have a financial interest in the company, but that sort of thing, you know, anything that can get rid of the need to have another person hired, and maybe four assistants is enough and you don't need five or six. Maybe one front desk is enough. You don't need two or three or four. And so instead of devoting the endless amount of time, energy, and effort you've put into hiring, and trust me, at some point, someone's going to move into the neighborhood. Someone's going to know about it. Say, oh, my friend was an assistant in another state. Are you looking? And you'll find somebody good. But I think you'll have a better chance of finding them through happenstance than you will be this concerted effort you're putting in. And if you put the same amount of time into focusing on effective systems and technology to make your team and your practice more efficient, I think you'll find a lot more happiness long-term than the continuous, endless cycle of advertise, interview, hire, train, lose, advertise. You get the idea. So systems you can control, managerial oversight you can control, objectivity you can control, managing day-to-day measurements, you know, on these systems you can control. So focus on that much more than you're focusing on interviewing at this point of the game. And I will guarantee you that in 6 to 12 months from now, you'll have a way stronger, more profitable, lower stress practice. All right. I hope that helps. Wishing you all an amazing day. Much love to each and every one of you, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.